I don't know if I ever told you this, but a couple of years ago, we did a roundtable on prostate cancer, which was, we had about a dozen medical oncologists, urologists, and radiation oncologists who were diagnosed with prostate cancer in the room for a day. Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting.
You know, got
urologists who said, oh, you know, I tell these people all the time, this guy had a, you know, Gleason 6, completely tiny little focus of tumor. And he wouldn't buy clothes for a year because he was sure he was going to die. And I guess you can relate to that a lot more now.
Absolutely. Just the vulnerability, the suddenness, the unpredictableness. Frankly, it only drives me harder that we should all be impatient. We should all push the envelope. And you've heard me, and I feel this very strongly, every time I give somebody what we call today's standard of care, I feel like I'm giving in a little. I mean, name me a therapy in any cancer where we're done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think people are upset enough.
They're not.
I mean, you know, there's just this sort of inertia out there. There's inertia in the researchers. You talk about
patients.
Advocacy groups. I don't hear that much from advocacy
groups. They should be furious.
Right. I mean, you know, it's...
How many people die of cancer every year in the United States? And yet, you know, why aren't they camped out on Capitol Hill? Why is the NIH budget? You know, why is the pay line 10%? Why are regulatory rules so tight that it takes forever to get drugs through? Why... All the infrastructure is complacent. And in some ways, I understand that doctors are making a pretty good living and pharmaceutical companies are making a pretty good living, and you and I are too, on the current establishment. And we're proud of our progress. But come on, we're miles from where we need to be. Let's even talk about platinum-based therapy for testicular cancer. Sure, we cure most of those people, but it's a miserable, you know, there's got to be some way we can improve that even. So I, you know, just in some way we have to solve this issue of complacency. I believe it's consumer driven. It will have to be consumer driven, that patients will have to rise up. It's like the AIDS groups did. There just isn't enough of that.